I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, my happy place, where we'll be back on Monday, October 11th. We're so excited to be back there. It's going to be a great time. I hope you'll join us for that on, Friday, October 11th. We never do Mondays. We always do Fridays. Friday, October 11th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Trump took a shot at Kamala Harris for not working at McDonald's at his rally. I thought that was really, really funny. I'm going to play that for you as well. But let me play this clip for you real quick. He took a shot at her. This was at his campaign event in Indiana, PA yesterday. He was traversing all around Western PA yesterday. And he said he's going to volunteer as the French fry cook before the election's over. You know, he also helped a mom of three pay for her groceries. He slipped her a hundo. That was a good move. Smart move right there. You think that mom of three cares about Project 2025? No. You know what she cares about? Being able to pay for her groceries. That's what she cares about. Page 752 of Project 2025, you idiots. It says that mom cares more about paying for her groceries than she does about anything inside this Project 2025. And you people are idiots for still talking about it. All right, here's cut number 11.
For a long time, she's been talking about her experience at McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's over the French fries. It was so hot. I think I'm going to go to a McDonald's next week someplace. I'm going to go. Might not be in your place. I'm going to go to a McDonald's, and I'm going to work the French fry job for about a half an hour. I want to see how it is. But she said she worked since she grew up in terrible conditions. She worked at McDonald's. It was such. She never worked there. And these fake news reporters will never report it. They don't want to report it because they're fake. They're fake. They don't want to report it. She never worked at McDonald's, but it was a big part of her resume. They went to the different places. Did she work here? Did she work here? Did she work here? She said, we don't know who the hell she is. Leave us alone. We're making hamburgers.
Leave us alone. We're making hamburgers. The French fry cook. The French fry cook. You know, there's a couple of important points, too, to note about the economy, and that is that it's not only the number one issue in everybody's minds, but there's a real sense that whatever Kamala Harris rolls out with her speech this week is going to be utter nonsense, pure and utter nonsense, because she, deep down inside, is a progressive. She's a socialist, and she wants to see redistribution of wealth. Remember what these people believe. These people believe that that's what the way it should be, that your money, and you hear this in the ad that they play on the station. Oh, they go, you know, you should have to pay your fair share. Your fair, what does that mean, your fair share? What does that even mean? And then when you talk about price controls, how do you determine the price controls? What do you do? How does that work? How does that work exactly? None of that works. And what Kamala Harris is going to do, her plan for housing shortages is also going to result in a freaking mess for the taxpayer dollars as well. And here's something else, too. The Biden manufacturing boom, that isn't. All right, so let's clear up this myth that Joe Biden's out there lying. Oh, by the way, Biden at the United Nations today sounds like he's slurring his words. He sounds like he's asleep. I'm very worried. I don't know who's in charge of this country right now. He handed it off to Edith Wilson the other day at the cabinet meeting. Doctor, you always say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden handed it off to her to do the cabinet meeting. Who's running this country right now? And here's Biden at the United Nations today. Listen to this guy and tell me this guy can do the job right now. Take a listen.
I believed America had to look forward. New challenges, new threats, new opportunities were in front of us. We needed to put ourselves in a position to see the threats, to deal with the challenges, and to seize the opportunities as well. We needed to end the era of war that began on 9/11. As Vice President to President Obama, he asked me to work to wind down the military operations in Iraq. and we did, painful as it was. When I came to office as president, Afghanistan had replaced Vietnam as America's longest war. I was determined to end it, and I did.
He's bad. He's in trouble here. And so here's what I'm worried about, though. I'm really worried they're going to make her president to get over the psychological barrier of people saying they can't picture her as president. There's something coming. They got something up their sleeve. They got something up their sleeve. And I think at this point, I bet you here's what's going on behind the scenes. And I have no inside information into these people. These are not my people, obviously, as you know. But I'm pretty good at assessing this stuff. I bet you what's happening right now is this. They're having a conversation about, okay, we can't separate her from Biden. We've tried. She's an empty suit. We got nothing. We can't escape this administration no matter what. People are having a tough time picturing her as president. We've never had a woman president before. For a lot of people, they just can't imagine it. They can't see it. So let's make her president. And then we can have an inauguration for her. And then she can go out there and just look presidential. And then we can get over that. I think they're debating that inside the campaign room right now. And the only thing about it that would stop them is if they got other people in the campaign room who are turning around and they're saying, hey, you know what? We got to just make sure people don't think of her as the incumbent. And then the other people around the table were screaming, but she is the incumbent. They know that. They know that. They know that she's an incumbent. So you can't just make her president so people can see her as president, so they can mentally view it, because they can't see it right now. I'm worried that that's what's going to happen. There's something up their sleeves. Trump is going to win. And they don't want him to win. So they gotta do something. They tried to kill the guy, it didn't work, so now they gotta do something else. What is it gonna be? But I wanna clear up a myth. Biden's out there talking about his manufacturing boom, and it's a lie. It's a total lie. Okay? The Biden manufacturing boom, that isn't. The United States industry output has been flat for 2 years despite huge subsidies. Wall Street Journal editorial board had this. They said, start with the top line, which is that U.S. manufacturing output hasn't fully recovered from its pandemic plunge and is lower than in 2013. Most manufacturing growth under Biden occurred during his first year in office amid the post-COVID rebound. Businesses scaled up production owing to an increased demand for goods that was supercharged by the pandemic largesse. You know, when they were giving everybody free fazools, free money. That's why. That's what fueled it right there. Yeah, everybody got their money, their COVID money. Spending on construction on new factories has more than doubled during the Biden years, no doubt partly owing to a gusher of subsidies. The Inflation Expansion Act, as I call it, includes rich tax credits for green manufacturing and renewable electricity projects built with U.S.-made materials. Yet there are already signs that the government-driven investment is a mistake. Automakers are scaling back electric vehicle production. You know why? Nobody wants them, which may lead to underutilized factories. Some green startups are struggling to stay in business, such as Lordstown and Fisker. The Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index shows that the manufacturing industry as a whole has been in almost continuous contraction since autumn of 2022, right after Biden signed the Inflation Expansion Act and the CHIPS Act. So that's why when Trump's out there talking about bringing manufacturing back, don't believe the lies that the Biden administration is telling you that manufacturing's been a boom under Biden. It's a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of BS. I'll talk more about this, but I'm very happy to welcome to the show my buddy David Urban. He was with Trump all day yesterday, hanging out in Trump Force One, touring Western PA with him. What's up, my man? How are you?
Rich Gioli, fighting the good fight, always. How are you, buddy?
Fighting the good fight. Did you have a fun time yesterday?
It is an honor and a privilege to campaign with the president. And, you know, Rich, I'm a jaded guy, right? Because I've had a lot of great opportunities in my life to do a lot of things, travel with my former boss, meet a lot of presidents, foreign presidents, our presidents, right? And there's no greater honor or more fun thing to do than to campaign in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with Donald Trump. It is top of the list. Invigorating, fun, inspiring. You know, we're driving around, Rich, and seeing all the people and just understanding how incredibly important it is for this election to go our way. You know, I see the faces, I talk to these people in, you know, in you know, Armstrong County, Indiana County, Allegheny County, Westmoreland County, places that I kind of grew up, right? And, man, you know, I don't get choked up, but let me tell you, buddy, we got to win. We got to win. We got to win because America is at stake, and it is really, I mean, it's pretty, you know, you and I and other people, you know, we do this for a living. We talk about this stuff. We fight the fight. But Americans, real life Americans, everyday working class, hardcore people who love our country, they bend their knee at night, say a prayer, they raise their kids, they do the right thing. They're counting on us to win, and we got to win. And it gets driven home when you're out there and you're shaking hands and seeing everybody up close and personal. Boy, let me tell you, got to win, Rich. Got to win.
So you tweeted out today, David Urban, that you think that the momentum right now for Trump in Western PA is bigger than it was in 2016.
Well, not just Western Pennsylvania. You know, don't remember, I was with him. I've been with him in Wilkes-Barre. I've been with him in Johnstown. I've been with him lots of places. I travel. I go around Pennsylvania. You know, like, I think it's the same mo I felt. It's even better than 2016 because in 2016, people were kind of shy about it, right? And people would be kind of derided. If you said you were voting for Trump in 2016, people thought you were nuts, right? And, you know, and they'd say, oh, well, whatever. And a lot of people weren't they weren't proud. Now, people are proud to be Trump voters.
Yeah.
You know, not just in Pennsylvania. I was in the airport in JFK the other day, you know, and there were two young Hispanic guys in the men's room with Make America Great 45, 47 hats on, red MAGA hats, right? In the back, Hispanic guys, probably 25 years old, 20 years old, right? I mean, when would you see that, right? You don't, now it's like people feel they can do it, right? You can wear your hat. You can wear your MAGA hat. You can be MAGA. You can be proud to support our country and not be derided. You know, I went up to the guys and said, hey, you know, thanks for supporting the president. I think they were proud of it, right? And so I think across Pennsylvania, Rich, in Philadelphia and other places, I think people are, you know, they're fired up.
He was talking about farmers yesterday, David Urban, yep. And I think that's a big deal. I really do. I think the farmers are under attack. The inflation's killing them. You have family farms closing up. He brought up China a lot. That's big. That's good. I think those were all great messages yesterday.
Taxes and the tax stuff that the Harris administration would do on you know, estate tax and family farm. I mean, they'd crush these people. It would be devastating. It's just devastating. It's, the current administration is doing nothing to look out for, they say they are, but doing nothing to look out for a lot of folks in and across Pennsylvania. And these farmers are saying, look, we can't take four more years of this. I mean, if we take four more years of this administration, we'll be done. My kid won't be a farmer. Won't be able to pass anything on to him. You know, and Rich, you know, the other thing they're doing too is it's great is the campaign's really well organized from this, you know, Trump force captain kind of model, right? So we've got thousands of people across Pennsylvania, Rich, who are working with their neighbors kind of at a precinct level, right? Reaching out, touching them, making sure they get registered to vote, make sure they vote early if they can, you know, banking votes. And you know, it's not like your people are being asked to do thousands. There's thousands of people asked to do a little bit of thing, right? We're not asking people to boil the ocean, asking them to do, you know, contact 25 people, right? Make sure they get to the polls in precinct, your neighbors, low propensity voters, right? We're making sure those people get knocked and dragged and vote so that we're not missing anybody. So I'm very optimistic about all those things. And look, the president's energy is incredible. I mean, I was with the guy all day and I said to somebody, this guy's got like next level energy. I mean, he went from, hell, we got in the plane. We left Mar-a-Lago yesterday morning at like 10 in the morning. And I think he got in the plane to go back to Mar-a-Lago at 10 at night. Hmm. I think they got home probably till 1 this morning. And then he's on the plane again this morning going to Savannah for another rally. I mean, the guy's got amazing energy. And the campaign staff is right there along, like, you know, knocking it down. Went to a small grocery store yesterday afternoon. Rich is amazing, right? To see the percentage increase in the Biden administration, groceries roughly have gone up 60% past 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? Incredible. I mean,
were you there when he bought those, that woman her groceries? Were you there for that?
Stood, stood right next to him. He gave her $100 bill. And I said to her, I said, "You might want to get that one framed. I'd put it on your credit card and get that $100 framed." so I told her.
That's great.
I met her and her husband and her kids were right there. I was right behind them. It's impressive, right?
That stuff matters. It really does. It humanizes him in such a big way. And I mean, we know him and we know how human he is, but a lot of people who don't, like, that really humanizes him, I think.
Listen, he was there talking. He talked to the sushi chef. They had a little sushi chef at the guy there at the little market. The guy said, "That it's a family-owned grocery." He said, "Hey, we recruited this guy, and he's done really great." He said, "Sushi's one of our big sellers here now, right?" And he talked to the sushi chef who was just registered, right, as voting for Trump. It's great. So yeah, it's exciting stuff. I think the momentum is with Trump right now. We're going to do this rally in Butler, I think, at the beginning of October, right? It's come back to Butler.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Again. It's going to be huge.
Amazing.
It's going to be emotional for the president, right? It's going to be emotional for the people who were there the first time who are going to come back, right? It's going to be very special. And onward and upward. I mean, I am incredibly optimistic about our chances in Pennsylvania. And look, you know we're kicking ass because Kamala Harris is coming back, I think, right? So,
yep.
You know.
Well, she's also going to the border for a photo op. Did you know that?
Yeah, shocking,
that?
Right? Shocking, yeah. Shocking. What? It's a joke. How about going to the border 3.5 years ago when you're supposed to?
Well, is she going to go to Europe for a photo op? And she said she didn't go to Europe either. Maybe she should go there, too, and get a photo op.
She should probably go to Europe and just stay in Europe. Her politics are better suited for a socialist country in Europe.
Honestly.
Not the United States, you know?
So
by the way, Rich, I still don't believe she has a gun still, right? Like, you know,
no.
She's telling everybody she has a gun, right?
I think
her gun is in the same place her W-2 from McDonald's is.
I thought it was funny when Trump was making fun of her for not really working at McDonald's and said, I'm going to go be the fry cook.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's unbelievable. And by the way, reporters with air quotes, right? Journalists, like, nobody's asking the questions. Nobody's asking her, "Hey, you know, you supported taxpayer-funded reparations for many years. Like, do you still support that? Because I've never heard you say you don't support it."
Yeah. Well, she was born in a middle-class family.
Right? As a voter, I think I'd want to know that.
She grew up in a middle-class family, David Urban. That's remember that.
And people have got nice lawns on her street.
Right, nice lawns. You know, you're proud of your lawn, you know, and you have the right to rightly want to turn right on red. So you got that.
But listen, on that Oprah show, when they asked her, like, she knows all the questions that are coming, by the way, right? It's not like these are "Madam Vice President, we're going to ask you these 10 questions. Here are the answers," right? And they asked her about the economy, the most important issue for her, right? And she couldn't answer it. And I watched her, and I'm thinking, you know, she gave the answer you just gave right there, right? Basically, like, you have the right to be a right and right and right, a right and this and right. And I'm like, how about here are my 4 points of how we're going to make the economy better? Like, you know, like, unbelievable. Like, she knows the answers.
So
maybe she doesn't know the answers.
When I was on our mutual friend Dana Perino's podcast yesterday, she asked me a question about the ground game for the Trump campaign and Trump Force 47 and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So you were there. You were with them. You were with the campaign. Are we going to have a strong – do we have a strong ground game now that we got early voting starting? We got mail-in voting starting?
Yeah, well,
are we ready?
So your listeners understand, right, Trump Force, it's the structure, right? They've recruited Trump Force captains, thousands across – I mean – like 5,000 plus kind of in Pennsylvania, right? So precinct level. So let's say that you sign up, you say, "Hey, I want to be a Trump Force captain." And they're like, "Okay, how much time can you give us?" You're like, "I can't give you that much time." But I said, "Well, do you think you can contact 25 people between now and election day to make sure they're registered to vote and get the, if they do, and get the vote early? And if they're not going to vote early and vote by mail, can we get them, you know, make sure you get them to poll day?" "Sure, I can." "Okay, here are your 25 people in your neighborhood, right? In your precinct, right? Not people, you're not getting somebody from Philly having to call somebody in like Altoona, right?" So it is down that granular, and we're asking a lot of people to do a little bit of stuff, right? And the program is incredibly effective. And I think, you know, this is, we're going low propensity, kind of low information voters who may not turn out a bunch. We're focused on them. I think it's going to be incredibly successful. And obviously there's other groups working this too, like Swamp the Vote, You know, you can go online and we can register people. We can, you know, and now it's legal to kind of ballot harvest in certain places, right, where you go and you get somebody their ballot, you print it out for them, they sign it, you can take it and drop it in the mail for them, you know? I mean, it's that level of stuff that we're doing now, and it's going to change the way this election comes out, I think.
I think you're right, David Urban. I think you're right.
I think we're winning Bucks County. I think we're winning Bucks County again.
Well, that's huge. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big prediction. It's a bold prediction right there. And I just talked to Scott Presser earlier.
I predict we're going to win the state of Pennsylvania. That's what I predict.
I do too.
I'll make it even bolder. We're going to win the state of Pennsylvania. And if we win the state of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's going to be president.
Listen, I agree.
The biggest honor of my life, Rich. This is hand to God story. So on election night in 16. Up to Harrisburg at the GOP headquarters, and we got all, you know, we're getting the vote, we're getting the stuff in early because we got people in every, you know, every county, and they're calling their stuff in. We're, you know, we're getting the stuff as they're feeding it into the computers, right? And I knew early on that we were going to win, right? I mean, early on, I mean, like, you know, 11:30, right? And I called Trump and I said, you know, Mr. Trump, looks like, you know, our numbers are up. Here's where we are. You know, 60,000 votes up or 70,000. Still got these precincts come in, blah, 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 and they look like they're ours. And he said, call me back when we win. So I hang up, and literally about, I don't want to say it's like 12:15, I called him. Called on Kellyanne's phone, cell phone. She said, quiet. I'm going to put him on speaker, everybody. And so I said the following thing. I said, Mr. Trump, we've got 99.2% of the vote in. You're like 47,000 votes up at this point. I said, congratulations. You won Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and you're going to be the next president of the United States. And the room went crazy. I get goosebumps. I'm just telling the story. I get goosebumps telling the story.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
And I'm hopeful. Listen, I'm hopeful we get to do that again this year. We win. We know early enough, and then we're the state that gets out there and pushes it forward and tips him over. And then he becomes the 47th president of the United States and turns the direction of this country around so that, you know, our friends admire us, our enemies fear us, and that people, your listeners and others can, you know, walk the streets of Philadelphia without fear and look forward to having a good job and making a, you know, having a life that they can be proud of, right?
Well, listen, brother, I'm glad you're there. Thank God he's got you by his side. Thank God he's listening to you and taking your advice. And David Urban, we'll talk to you again. What's that?
I don't know if he's listening to everything I say, but I try.
Well, this is all you can do, right? You know, with him, you tell him and he makes his own mind up, but at least you give him the advice, you give him the thoughts. So it's great stuff, man. It's great stuff. Thanks for making the time today. When are you back on CNN?
Listen. Yeah. Thanks for doing everything you do, buddy. I always say this, man. The listeners, thank them. I mean, everybody's got their part to do in this big game, right? Everyone's got their role to play. So, you know, everybody, if you get, you know, you can vote by mail, vote early, do it, knock it out, make sure your neighbors get voting. We need everyone to be an activist here, you know. Thank you for what you're doing, Rich. If you weren't doing it, right, we'd be way worse off, so I appreciate it. I know you're trying to do this too.
Well, listen, I'm glad because when I'm on Air Force One riding next to you, because you're going to get me a seat next time, we can then, you can then say thank you, all right?
Okay. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. David Urban, follow him on X at David Urban. It's very, very important to do so. Dave, I said it right. David Urban, right? That's it?
David J. Urban.
David J. Urban. I don't have him right in front of me. David J. Yeah. Urban, follow his tweets and retweet him and help him out because he's crushing it and we got to win PA. So it's a team effort here. All right, thanks, my friend. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks, man. See
you. It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
You know what? On that point of what Urban just said, I want to play cut number 10, Matt DeSantis, because I think this is good. We win Pennsylvania. We win it all. There's no doubt. No doubt about it. This is it. This is the battle for Pennsylvania. Here's what Trump said at his campaign event in Indiana, PA, yesterday. Fired up. Cut number 10.
That's why less than 2 months from now, we are going to tell her that we've had enough. Our country can't take it anymore. Kamala, you've been a terrible vice president. You'll be the worst president in the history of our country, superseding even crooked Joe Biden. Kamala, you are a disaster to the United States of America. Kamala, you are fired. You're fired. Get out. Get out.
Good. Excellent. Good, 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 good. That would be great. That would be fantastic. Now, you know, it's something else, too, that I think is really important to note. Breaking news. The House Republicans have just held Secretary Blinken in contempt. The House Foreign Affairs Committee voted 26-25 to hold Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, in contempt of Congress following the diplomat's failure to appear for a hearing today. His refusal to comply with the committee's subpoena, despite months of notice and offers of accommodations, warrants contempt. And what they want to do, they're trying to investigate the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan over 3 years ago that left 13 U.S. service members dead. Committee Chairman Mike McCaul issued a subpoena for Blinken to testify. He didn't show up. And they said the purpose of today's hearing is to hear directly from Secretary Blinken, America's top diplomat, and to get his assessment of the State Department's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Unfortunately, our witness, the Secretary of State, is not present today. As I have made clear, I am willing to testify and offered several reasonable alternatives to the dates unilaterally demanded by the committee. Blinken wrote a letter, but now they are holding him in contempt for not showing up because he's dodging it because he doesn't want to answer for what happened, the disaster that is the Afghanistan withdrawal. All right, we got lots more to come as we continue along here in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks again to the Grand Hotel. Mark your calendar, Friday, October 11th, our next live show at my happy place in Cape May, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, this is Road Warriors Request?
This is, in fact, Road Warriors Request. We finally got to it.
See that? Thank God we have to do that or he'll kill us. I'm terrified of that guy. We all should be terrified. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. Thank you for watching the show. We will be streaming till 6 o'clock every day going forward, and that's because I don't like being on camera more than 3 hours. But it looks like I will be on camera again very, very soon on Fox News. I'll have more details for you very soon. In the meantime, please download the podcast Perino on Politics that I did with my buddy Dana Perino. It's really good. We talk about Pennsylvania a lot, and I want to make sure that she gets good numbers for that so she has me back, and she knows, hey, she's counting on the Zioli Army to download this, please. So it's Perino on Politics and the latest episode with me on it. It's only 30 minutes. Quick listen. There's another guy on there from North Carolina who was in the White House with her, and he's got a lot of really important thoughts about North Carolina and the scandal around that guy running for governor and how he doesn't think it's going to affect Trump, which is good. All right. Doesn't think it's going to affect Trump. Olivia Nuzzi. So this is a crazy, crazy story about this reporter. And I've always thought this woman was nuts. She has been like she's been going after Trump for years. She's written for a whole bunch of different publications, but New York Magazine has been really where she is mostly these days, but now she's on leave. And apparently now, according to the New York Post, listen to how wacky this story is. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is investigating a possible lawsuit against sexting New York Magazine writer Olivia Nuzzi, who allegedly bombarded him with increasingly pornographic photos and videos while tricking him into unblocking her numbers, according to a mutual friend. This is loco, okay? I got a buddy of mine who's single. His name is Greg. I won't say his last name. This is the kind of women he dates. Like psychos like this. I should connect him with Olivia Nuzzi. I don't know Olivia Nuzzi, but anyway. But my friends who are listening know exactly who I'm talking about. He dates, rabbits on the stovetop, bunnies on the stove kind of, you know what I mean? That's what this is right here. So Kennedy has hired security expert Gavin D. Becker to probe the saga because he is allegedly pursuing civil and potentially criminal litigation against the 31-year-old political star reporter, according to Jessica Reed Krause, who knows them both. DeSantis, do you find Olivia Nuzzi attractive?
I think she is pretty good looking, yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Apparently, she used to date Keith Olbermann, and Oof. As I've gone on the record, I've said this before, you never want Keith Olbermann's sloppy seconds.
No.
That's off the table.
No, never. No, 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 never, never, never. And wasn't there another one who dated him, like Cassie Hunt or something on MSNBC?
Oh, he was married to Katie Turr, I think.
Oh, maybe that's it, Katie Turr. Yeah, that's it. I could never date a woman that be a deal breaker. Like, you'd be having the most amazing first date. Like, I have a secret to tell you. What is it? Are you really a man? No. Do you have like STDs or something? No. What is it? I dated Keith Olbermann. Oh, I'm out. Sorry.
By the way, the fact that she dated Keith Olbermann makes me believe that RFK Jr.'s claims are true. You have to be insane to date Keith Olbermann.
Because insane people attract insane people.
Exactly.
Crazy people, crazy dates crazy. So crazy, but there are people that are magnets for crazy, and that's true. And I was one until I met my wife. Thank God, you know that. But there are people that are magnets for crazy. Maybe Bobby's one of them. I don't know, but. This had nothing to do with romance, the investigator said. He was being chased by porn. Newsy, who was placed on leave last week, allegedly tricked the married politician into receiving her racy messages after he first blocked her number over a flirtatious remark she made just 2 weeks after her profile on him was published in November of 2023. Remember, he's married to Cheryl Hines, the actress, who's beautiful and she's great. And she's one of the people that I think Larry David said she's the best person he knows in all of entertainment. Like, she's the best. And they went after her because Kennedy's backing Trump. You know, they went after Cheryl Hines, which is ridiculous. And even and to Bill Maher's credit, he said that's like mafia stuff. You know, not even the mafia does that. You don't go after the wives. You know, you leave the wives alone. So a few weeks later, after he blocked her, Newsy emailed him asking to be unblocked, claiming she had urgent information about a hit piece being prepared against him. He unblocked her for that conversation, but later that night, she sent him a provocative picture, prompting him to block her again. For the next 8 months, Krauss claims, Kennedy kept the Washington correspondent's number blocked, aside from a handful of times when she reached out from different emails and numbers, insisting they speak for urgent discussions about an imminent hit piece. Once unblocked, she bombarded him with increasingly pornographic photos and videos that he found difficult to resist. After brief exchanges, he would block her again. Other friends Krauss said she spoke to believe Newsy allegedly set him up. Now, the Post reached out to her, but did not hear back immediately. Krauss, for her part, said she had unexpectedly formed a friendship with Newsy late last year over their mutual coverage of Kennedy, but she became suspicious after the reporter started inundating her with personal questions about him. Olivia would ask me almost intimate questions about him and his relationship with staff and his wife after each campaign stop, who he was seen talking to, what his mood was like, and whether he showed any signs of flirtation. There was an undercurrent of fascination that went beyond journalistic intrigue, bordering on obsession. Psycho-like. Yeah, I'm doing the psycho knife stabbing motion on YouTube right now. If you're streaming on YouTube, you can see that's what I'm doing. Like psycho. Her constant desire for updates, coupled with the tone of her inquiries, made it clear she wasn't merely reporting. She was weaving some kind of fantasy. Meanwhile, a source close to the Kennedy camp had earlier told the Post that Newsy had become obsessed with the ex-candidate after interviewing him at his home in California and pursued him via text to the point where he repeatedly had to block her. She went after him aggressively. She targeted him pretty hard.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blocking her continually, it was a little scary. She was obsessed with him. I think she still is. Now, Newsy's camp had previously pushed back on the allegations that she was the aggressor and instigated the relationship, but didn't deny the digital tryst was tumultuous at times. Quote, It's absolutely untrue that she was the aggressor, but both parties were aware of how high pressure and high risk the circumstances were. And for that reason, their communication was very on and off. The details emerge after Newsy was placed on leave from the magazine last week after admitting to a non-physical personal relationship with a former 2024 campaign subject. Sources told the Post that the Star reporter had allegedly been sexting Kennedy while she was engaged and he was married. Kennedy, the son of Robert F. Kennedy and the nephew of President John F. Kennedy, is married to Curb Your Enthusiasm actress Cheryl Hines. Newsy, meanwhile, was engaged to fellow political reporter Ryan Lizza, but they have since split. Now, has Ryan Lizza said anything about this, Matt DeSantis? It's your information. Do you know?
Truthfully, I didn't look it up, but I haven't seen anything. Let me check real quick.
I think he writes the Politico playbook, if I'm not mistaken. He's like a prominent writer over at Politico. Well, he dodged a bullet, huh? Or I should say, he dodged a bunny on the stove. He dodged a psycho. Man. But I tell you, though, it says a lot about the state of journalism today, does it not? A lot of these people, like, they think that they're stars, and they think it's all about them. A lot of them do. Telling you. But that guy Ryan Lizza, is that his name? If he was sad at all about the engagement breaking off, he probably right now is doing beer bongs, like keg stands, celebrating, being like, thank God. What did I dodge here? I dodged a complete and utter divorce bill. That's what he dodged, basically. He dodged a giant divorce bill is what that man dodged. At one point, he would be having to pay half. No question about it. Oof. Telling you.
He's pretty old.
What's that?
He's pretty old. I assumed he was closer in age to Olivia Newsy, but he isn't. He's 50, and I think she's in her early 30s.
Yeah, she's 31. She's 31
older,
years
evidently.
Old. Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I think you can clearly state that she's at what's the clinical term for it? A psycho. But, you know, I mean, Bobby also cut the head off a whale, so there's that. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. Oh, look, on the 5, they're showing the chaos in the streets of Philadelphia. Fast cars, fireworks, and flames. Wild street takeovers wreak havoc across Philadelphia. I love when we make national news. Don't you love it? So great. The Phillies clinch win the title. National League East champions last night. That's why I'm wearing my Philly shirt right now. You can see it. I don't like the Nike stripe any more than you do, but whatever. They sponsor it now. What? He hasn't said anything since the allegations. By the way, what's up with the patch on the Phillies uniforms? Have they always done that, or is that a new thing? They got that advertisement patch on their uniforms. Is that new?
The MLB just started, like, in the last year or two, started allowing advertisements on the jersey. A bunch of different sports are doing it now, letting advertisements be sponsor patches on the jerseys.
Oh, okay. I don't like it.
Nobody does.
Nah, I don't like it at all. I really don't. It doesn't, it looks too cheesy. It's like, I don't know, it's like, remember Brewster's Millions when they with Richard Pryor, when they just completely put advertising on everything at the field? Like, we're doing that now. How desperate is it, Major League Baseball, for money? They gotta pimp these guys out. What's next? Like, face tattoos? Like, they're gonna have, like, the little Geico Gecko face tattoo on the pitcher? What's next? Anyway, yeah,
Matt
it's the IBX,
tasty cake,
right? Is that
face
what it is?
Tattoo.
Well, I mean, that I would. A tasty cake face tattoo sounds delicious, actually. I'm just saying. I don't think anybody likes it, though, right? I mean, it's cheesy.
Nah, it's just... It ruins the flow of, like... Like, most jerseys are iconic. Like, you think of the Phillies, you know,
yes.
You got the red and white pinstripes. You think of the Yankees, you got the black and white pinstripes. But then you just got this random ad that's, like, miscolored, out of place, and it just kind of ruins the flow of everything.
How much would it cost us to have them put a Zeoli Army patch on their uniforms? How many millions of dollars do we have to spend for that? Why don't you look that up, DeSantis? Find out.
I'm not even going to waste my time with it.
Drag racers terrorize Philly streets and attack cops. That's what they're talking about in the five right now. It's amazing. It's amazing. They, you know, this is what's happening in the city of Philadelphia. Isn't that amazing? This is what we're known for right now. Lawlessness and chaos. Just insanity. All right, we'll take a quick break. I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, though. My great friends at Emmons, they're going to do fantastic work for you and your home because peace and protection of your home are paramount. And when it comes to that, you got to make the right decision about who you choose. That's why I'm telling you, you should choose Emmons Roofing and Siding. E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. I've used these guys for over 10 years now in two different homes, and they do a fantastic job for me and my family. I'm so happy. And they're offering an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and so much more. They just did a new kitchen door for us. It looks great. Energy efficient, beautiful. You will love the great work of Emmons. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com or give them a call at 855-885-6677. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And they are there for you every step of the way. The job's going to be done on time, on budget, and they clean up when they're done. And Emmons knows how important you are to me. They're going to make sure you're happy. At a 10% inflation relief discount, you simply cannot beat that. So, winter is coming. Think about that. If you need a new roof, go with Emmons. We did in our last house. We have a lifetime warranty on that roof with the Owens Corning shingle. Windows, doors, siding, it all is going to make your home look more beautiful from the curb and give you that protection and peace of mind. And 10% off inflation relief discount just for you, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In New Jersey, there's a bill that would punish doctors for misinformation. I'm going to get into that in the 4 o'clock hour with you. It's a very, very scary concept, the idea that a doctor could be punished for misinformation. You know what that means, right? That means that when His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, decides what doctors can say and can't say, and if they go out of line, then he's going to punish them. I'm going to talk about that, too. But I also want to mention this. You know, there's a great piece in the National Review about this. Democrats' perfect phone call to Zelensky. And they have a picture of Governor Josh Shapiro of PA shaking Zelensky's hand. And remember how Shapiro yesterday was signing munitions, signing bombs in Pennsylvania? And Zelensky's campaigning in Scranton. They impeached Trump for calling Zelensky, allegedly, and asking about dirt on Biden. And the perfect phone call, they wound up impeaching him. You know why they did that? That was to shut down Ukraine, giving Trump the goods on Biden, because Biden's corrupt and he's corrupt and Ukraine has everything. By the way, men's brains shrink by 8 p.m. every day, not my brain. This brain is a night owl brain. My brain keeps going. So I don't believe that story right now. I'm just telling you. My brain shrank from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday, for 2-3 years. My brain shrunk. But now this brain keeps going and going. So I don't believe that study. I'm just telling you right now. But anyway, Ukrainian President Zelensky campaigning in Scranton, PA. How is this not foreign election interference? Can someone explain that to me? He went to a military facility in Lackawanna County that built some of the equipment used in the weaponry that is supplying his country in the war with Russia. And you had Josh Shapiro, you had the lesser Casey there, you had a couple members of Congress there as well, touring the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant, which builds 155-millimeter howitzer rounds for the U.S. Department of Defense. Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom, and our Commonwealth proudly stands with the people of Ukraine. Okay, fair enough. That's great. That's all well and good. But while he's there, he's trashing Trump and he's trashing J.D. Vance. How the hell is that okay for this guy to be on U.S. soil engaging in politics? How come nobody finds that to be problematic? Huh? Can somebody explain that to me? You got Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and this corrupt, and I'm sorry, but that guy is corrupt. That guy is corrupt, and he's there, and he's campaigning, and the Democrats are utilizing him because they want to try to show everybody that they're on the side of democracy, and nobody believes that, and that's a bunch of BS. You know what they believe? This money laundering operation in Ukraine, and that's what this is. It's a money laundering operation. But imagine the freak out. If Trump had a foreign leader come to the U.S. and openly campaign for him while the United States was engaged with that country, you know what it really comes down to, right? I'll tell you the translation. Zelensky is letting everybody know, hey, you got to keep this gravy train running. And that's why you got to back Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Because otherwise, all this gravy train, all these munitions, everything here, it's all going to go away. So if you want to keep the train, the gravy train running, you better back my guys, my gal. You better back Kamala Harris. Oh, it's pathetic. It's shameful. It really is. Pathetic. And there's Shapiro with them, walking around with them. And signing munitions. They're real cute. Real cute. Meanwhile, people are dying over there, and they don't care. There's no talk about a peace talk. No talk about peace summits. They don't care. All they want to do is just keep this war going. Because everybody's getting rich off it. Everybody. Everybody's getting rich. And they know if Trump wins, it's coming to an end. So they bring Zelensky in to Pennsylvania, to the must-win swing state of Pennsylvania. Why? Why is Zelensky in Pennsylvania? Can anybody explain that to me? All right, I'm going to talk more about this in the fourth and final hour straight ahead. It's a big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.